And now, as he joins us most Fridays, looking ahead to the weekend in sports, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor and writer for the Huffington Post, joins us. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So now the preliminaries are over. The Lakers are out. The Celtics are out. Good riddance to them. The NBA playoffs suddenly get really, really interesting. I got my matchup.
You have, so you have who you wanted to be in.
I wanted to see the Bulls go up against the Miami Heat.
The Eastern Conference Finals will be the Bulls versus the Miami Heat. It's the first time the Bulls have been in that situation since 1998 when Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan were on the team. So this is great for Chicago.
And you've got two teams, fast break style. You've got Derrick Rose, star there for the Chicago Bulls, and the Miami Heat. Both teams have something to prove.
They do have something to prove. They both play really good defense. I think last night, Carlos Boozer had a double-double. He's a forward for the Bulls, and he proved that the Bulls are more than just a one-man team. And what they did is high pick and roll that really created some matchup problems for the Atlanta Hawks. And I think that's going to be one of the places where the Heat are going to have to really step up and really address that. But in general, I think you're right. The matchups are going to be great across the board. It's going to be an exciting series.
Now, has the torch been passed? Suddenly, the East is more exciting than the West? What's going on in the West?
I wouldn't say that it's more exciting. I mean, tonight you have Oklahoma City Thunder against
Kevin Durant.
And they're 3-2 game up 3-2 to the Memphis Grizzlies. And the Memphis Grizzlies? Who the hell are the Memphis Grizzlies?
There you go.
All of a sudden they're in, and they could potentially tie up the series tonight. And then Dallas is just waiting. The Dallas Mavericks are just waiting for the winner of that game. So I think the West is just as exciting. But the most important thing is what you mentioned in the beginning. We're going to have a new champion in the NBA, and it's feeling more like anything could happen.
It better be the Heat.
Indeed.
Or else LeBron is going to have a very, very bummed out summer.
It definitely... Right now, it seems like and it feels like the Heat, but Derrick Rose is a force of nature.
Yeah, I think if LeBron James doesn't win the championship this year, he will not have a summer like he did last summer, and we were reporting on it. All right, let's switch to golf. But the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, after half of round one, Tiger Woods has withdrawn from another tournament. What's the deal here?
Well, he said his leg was hurting, but he didn't get into much detail about that, and he spoke with the reporters after the round.
It's hard to put much pressure on it right now, so just a bit of a struggle. The more rest I get, the better it would be, obviously.
So this is the deal. Last year, he's already had four surgical procedures on the left knee, including major surgery to repair a torn ligament after the 2008 U.S. Open. He's getting older, and this is really what's happening. His mental game suffered, but now his physical game is suffering.
And with all of his problems, about the only endorsements he's going to be able to do is for, like, sort of hospital prosthetics, maybe, and surgical procedures and, orthopedics.
Well, that was a good one, but I hope it...
you say no. He's actually got a career.
He does
more of a career than I do, actually.
He does have a career. I think there's some speculation that maybe he just got out of this round early. This is the reality. He has 35 days to get ready for the U.S. Open. That's where his energy is focused towards. He didn't do great at the Masters, but he's got 35 days to recover right now from this injury. But he tweaked and retweaked his injury, so I'm not sure if he's going to be ready for the U.S. Open.
But the theme is the same, both in golf and in the NBA playoffs. It's new characters. It's suddenly interesting with a lot of new faces.
You're right. It's a whole new day in sports.
What are you going to do this Friday the 13th, Ibrahim?
I'm going to stay inside.
Ooh. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Looking at the sports this weekend. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.